This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. The wife of the Aziz is now chasing Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam to the door. Mufassirun tell us her name was Zulaykha. She's chasing him to the door with the intention that she still wants him, she still wants to seduce him. وَاسْتَبَقَ الْبَابِ They race to the door. Nabi Yusuf trying to get out, and she was trying to pursue him. وَقَدَّتْ قَمِيصَهُ مِنْ دُبُرٍ She then tore his shirt from behind. Again, we said his shirt will feature throughout the story. Here the shirt comes in again. Obviously a different shirt. But she tears his shirt, or whatever type of upper garment he had, from the back, whilst he was trying to escape her. And as he's approaching the door, as he manages to unlock the door and open up the door, وَأَلْفَ يَا سَيِّدَهَا لَدَى الْبَابِ Who do they see by the door? There's the Aziz standing. She's standing with Yusuf's shirt torn. Now Yusuf he's got a torn shirt on, and she's got a piece of the shirt in the hand. And she immediately says, قَالَتْ مَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ أَرَادَ بِأَهْلِكَ سُوءًا إِلَّا أَن يُسْجَنَ أَوْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ She says to the Aziz, you know, what do you say about such a person who wants to do something evil with your family, in other words, with your wife? I can only see two options. Either you imprison him or you punish him severely. So look at how she turns the story around, because obviously she was now caught out. And Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, he's in a position of weakness because he happens to be the slave. He happens to be the guest, so to speak, in the house. Who's the husband going to blame first? She takes advantage of that. Now in our day and age, the person in the weak position, when it comes to scenarios such as this, where it's, you know, one saying that it's an act of sexual abuse and so forth, is normally the lady. It's normally the lady. And because the lady is normally in the weak position, there's now a trend that, you know, the moment there's something, it's going to be the man's fault. The courts will tend to see it as the man's fault. The jury will tend to see it as the man's fault. You have this whole Me Too movement happening where, regardless of who says what, if there's an accusation, it's going to be that the man will be taken as the guilty party. But nonetheless, we don't want to get into that. I'm just making you aware of how these things work. Without any evidence, without any trial, this is how things can turn around. Allah protect us from such fitna. قَالَ هِيَ رَاوَدَتْنِي عَنْ نَفْسِي Now obviously Nabi Yusuf a.s. is going to respond and say, no, no, it's not me. She's the one who tried to seduce me. وَشَهِدَ شَاهِدٌ مِّنْ أَهْلِهَا And as Allah willed it, someone from her household bore testimony. They spoke up. Now the Mufassirun gave some explanations for this. They differ again, as they differed with regards to what was the sign that Nabi Yusuf saw. Here they differ as to who was this person giving testimony. Now as you can see, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like he didn't say what the sign was, he doesn't tell us who the witness is. So it's obviously not that important with regards to the plot of the story. So it's not necessary for us to get into it. But for interest's sake, some Mufassirun explained that it was an elderly gentleman with a beard. Others say no, it was a miraculous event where a baby in a cradle actually spoke out. Some people will find this, as I actually heard someone sitting in front of me once and saying, they heard some imam say that this baby in the cradle spoke, and how ridiculous. If it is that, and Allah knows best, it's not ridiculous. Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam could speak miraculously as a baby. So if the same Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decides to do it, you know, on another baby, he's Allah. Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It's not ridiculous, but we don't need to get into it. Allah knows best who the witness was. What did the witness say at this point in time? إِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ كُدَّ مِن قُبُلٍ فَصَدَقَتْ وَهُوَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ Very simply, if the shirt is torn from the front, then she's telling the truth. That means Nabi Yusuf was trying to seduce her. He was coming for her. And she then tried to defend herself and in the process ripped his shirt. If that's the case, then she's telling the truth. He's lying. وَإِن كَانَ قَمِيسُهُ كُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ But if his shirt is torn from behind, that means he was obviously trying to flee and she was trying to pursue him. فَكَذَبَتْ Then she's telling a lie. وَهُوَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ And he's telling the truth. فَلَمَّا رَأَى قَمِيصَهُ قُدَّ مِن دُبُرٍ So the Aziz took this information. He then saw that Nabi Yusuf's shirt was in fact torn from behind. قَالَ إِنَّهُ مِن كَيْدِكُنْ Then he said, you know, this is of you women folk. This is how he's speaking to his wife now. He's obviously angry. He said, this is of you women folk. This is your plot. Inna kayda kunna azim. Your plot is very severe. You know, this plotting and planning of yours. He's very upset. But still, she's his wife. She's the minister's wife. She's in a position of power. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam is in a weaker position. He's finding himself in a very difficult situation. This Aziz, this minister, was very kind to him. Right? They gave him a good place to live. He grew up in their home. Now he's sitting in a position whereby he's still the quote-unquote slave. He's the one who was purchased for working in their home, etc. Now he's being accused of this. Who is the minister going to blame? How is he going to handle the situation? Even after he received evidence that it is in fact his wife's fault. He says to Nabi Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Yusuf, a'rid an hadha. Yusuf, leave these things, man. Just, you know, turn a blind eye. Forget about it. وَاسْتَغْفِرِي لِذَنْبِكَ. And then he turns to his wife and he says, you seek forgiveness for your sin. That's it. إِنَّكِ كُنْتِ مِنَ الْخَاطِئِينَ. You are from among those who have made a mistake. You have made a mistake. Now think for a second. Had this truly been Nabi Yusuf alayhi wasalam, how would he have then responded? At this point. We're not looking at what happens later. Just at this point, how would he have responded? We learn a lesson from this. There are other verses in the Quran, some of which would appear in the surah that was just completed tonight, Surah Al-Ma'idah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us, O believers, be just. Stand up for justice, even if it be against your own family members. Even if it be against your close family members, your own parents, your own children, even if it's against yourself. Where justice must prevail, for the sake of Allah, allow justice to prevail. And if you must give testimony, when testimony is required, give honest testimony. Even though your family might bear the brunt of that. We are not, as believers, allowed to swing things in our favor just because it's our family members, it's our friends. And this is obviously something that is prevalent in society, whether it be through nepotism or any other form of corruption. These things happen all the time. But we need to be cautious because we don't have a responsibility just with our salah and our zakah and our fasting. How we deal with other people, how we give testimony with other people, how we trade, finance with other people, how we buy and sell from other people. All of this is governed by our beautiful deen of Islam. We must always be just. May Allah make us people of justice. Then, at this point, now fitna has taken place. Fitna meaning trouble now. And once trouble takes place, trouble spreads. Bad news spreads very quickly. And immediately the news starts spreading throughout the city. وَقَالَ نِسْوَةٌ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. The ladies from the city, they started speaking. إِمْرَأَةُ الْعَزِيزِ تُرَاوِدُ فَتَاهَا عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Have you heard? It's like, you know how people speak? And you know, after that, nothing good comes. Nothing good comes. What did you hear? Did you hear that the wife of the minister seduced her own slave boy? Did you hear that? لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله. You can imagine what they're saying. قَدْ شَغَفَهَا حُبَّ. This lady is madly in love. She's lustful, she's desperate. You know, big word, she's lascivious. They are saying these things about her. But again, Allah teaches us a lesson. From this, we know the dangers of fitna. Now, whilst the wife of Aziz, the wife of the minister, she was in fact guilty, she was wrong here. This crime is now not justified because of that crime. Just because she did that wrong, it doesn't mean that it's okay for these ladies to now gossip. Because gossip in and of itself is wrong, and a wrong in a wrong does not make a right. And they can't say, you know, but it's true. It's musivare, the people say. But I'm telling the truth, it doesn't matter. It's still wrong. And now, what's worse is that they don't understand the situation. Nabi Yusuf was no ordinary man. He was half of the beauty of all creation. And they didn't get that. Now, just because of that, Allah puts them also in a test. So nonetheless, they say, إِنَّا لَنَرَاهَا فِي ضَلَالٍ مُبِينٍ. We see her, she's very much astray. This lady's lost it. Now tomorrow night, we're going to find out what their test was again. And their test is just as interesting. Because now the Aziz's wife, Zulaykha, she comes to hear that, oh, you're saying that about me? You're saying this about me? And then she puts them through a trial, which they also fail. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who can avoid wrong. And when wrong is taking place, may Allah make us from among those who can turn away from it. And not be from among those who indulge in it, because it's lika umtiskina. That is something that's sometimes even worse than the bad thing itself. Somebody did something wrong, it is between them and between Allah. If it affects us directly, then we can involve ourselves. But if it doesn't, min husni al-islami al-mar'u tarkuhu ma la ya'ni. The Prophet said, the sign of a person's good Islam is when a person leaves off that which does not concern them. That's a sign of your excellent Islam. Subhanallah. But today, it's a matter of everybody wants an opinion. This person had an affair with that person. Now everybody needs to talk about it and decide now who was right, who was wrong. How should this have done? How should that have happened? May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from being part of fitna, and may He protect us from speaking about fitna, so that we can just avoid all of that completely. May Allah protect us always. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.